20 years ago this Saturday, in fact, the Arizona Diamondbacks played their first regular season game in franchise history.
And the first pitch thrown outside is ball one as the fireworks blast away outside of Bank One Ballpark.
They lost that opener in Phoenix to the Colorado Rockies on March the 31st, 1998. But success would come rapidly for the young Diamondbacks, who in 1999 won a division title and 100 games in their second year of competition. 2 years later, in that epic seven-game series against the Yankees, they became the quickest expansion team to ever win a World Series. Last year, following a five-year absence from the postseason, they returned to that past glory, winning 93 games in the National League Wild Card in a dramatic playoff game with Colorado before being swept by the Dodgers in the division series. Now, hopes are even higher. Relief pitcher Archie Bradley may be the face of the franchise. His unbridled enthusiasm, unmistakable full red beard, and bullpen clutch performances have made him a fan favorite. He knows 2017 will be hard to top.
It definitely can be topped. I'm not going to say it will be. That's the thing I've learned over my last few years, you know. Every year is a question mark. We'll take it day by day, but I definitely think, I mean, for the most part, it's the same team. It's the same group leading us up top, and we're a year older, we're a year more mature, and I think we're smarter and ready to go.
And Bradley says it's a tight-knit bunch.
In majority, this whole team kind of kept in contact, and we kind of carried into spring kind of where we left off last year, you know.
Archie will back up a starting five pitching rotation that will be the strength of the ball club, led by all-stars Zach Greinke and Robbie Ray.
To return five pitchers healthy, feeling good, and the relationships that we developed with each other on and off the field is just going to, you know, bring us that close together.
But the big question mark with the Diamondbacks this season might be their bats. Slugger J.D. Martinez, who's 29 homers in just 2.5 months with the team, helped propel them to the postseason, has left in free agency, signing a $110 million contract with the Boston Red Sox. But with fellow All-Stars Paul Goldschmidt and Jake Lamb still in the lineup, manager Turi Lovallo isn't worried.
No, I don't think it's much of a question mark at all. Last year, minus JD, we were pounding the ball all over the ballpark, and we were one of the best teams in the National League. So we should have a very, very productive offensive year.
But maybe not as productive. That's because of a new twist at Chase Field this year, a humidor. Because Phoenix has the second highest altitude in the majors, the team has now begun putting its home baseballs in a humidor to counteract the effects of the thin air. But so far, most players haven't noticed the difference. Infielder Chris Owings and outfielder David Peralta say it's much ado about nothing.
Still have to hit the ball hard to get it out of the park. I don't know if that's going to affect the pitchers in that situation. I don't know how it's going to be, but I don't really care about that.
You guys are making a big deal out of it. It's the same baseball. I think it's got the same amount of seams, and we'll see how it is.
And we'll see how Lovallo's Diamondbacks react after going from the hunters to the hunted in the toughest division in baseball, the National League West.
We might be the hunted, and we're not going to sneak up on anybody anymore. And I think that was pretty clear from the second half of the season on, and we embrace that.
As does the pitcher his teammates call Hollywood for his emphatic style, Archie Bradley.
Last year was fun, you know, sneaking up on people, gaining some people's respect, but you want to be the top dog. You want to be the person out there leading that everyone's chasing down. So that's the goal, and that's where we want to get to.
And for that, only time will tell. But the baseball excitement that marked the early days of the Diamondbacks franchise appears to be back. At the ballpark, Phil Latzman, KJZZ News, Phoenix.